What is up, everyone? Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God! First of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday morning. And guys, last night was crazy. We had two interesting games happening. We had the Giants and the Panthers, and we had the Bengals and the Falcons. But I'm not here to talk about the Bengals and the Falcons, you know. I'm here to talk about the Giants and the Panthers. And I gotta say, everything that I needed to see, I saw, and it is very obvious. Daniel Jones, and I understand it's only the preseason. Danny Dimes. Actually, no. The Panthers had some of their starters on defense. It's very obvious. Daniel Jones is balling out. He's going to ball out this season. There's no question. You know, I've said it ever since. I've said it all the way back when he got drafted. I said it when he, I said it in his first year. I said it in his second year. I said it in his third year. I said it in his fourth year. I'm going to say it again. This guy is talented when you give him the things that he deserves. And now he's going to get it. And we all saw what he did. Daniel Jones went 8-for-9. 67 yards, I think. I may have to check the stats. And a touchdown to Daniel Bellinger. He is playing like a $40 million quarterback. And people are going to say, oh, Justin, just week one. Oh, it's against the Panthers. So what? The Panthers have a really good defense. They got Brian Burns. They got Derek Brown. They got some pretty good defensive pieces. You know? But Daniel Jones also didn't play great last night. Let's also give some love to Bryce Young. Bryce Young looked really good last night. You know, this is what the preseason's all about. The preseason is all about young guys showing what they can do and being a big part of any team for the future. Bryce Young looked amazing. He went 3-for-6 for 35 yards. You know, he made some moves on the Giants' defense. I thought Bryce Young played great today. Great last night. You know, I think it's very obvious that Adam Thielen might be. It looked like Adam Thielen might be Bryce Young's go-to guy, you know, because Bryce Young, he kept trying to find Adam Thielen. I mean, Adam Thielen, he's going to start either way. You know, he's a veteran. He's played in this league for a long time. You know, he knows the position very well. You know, so I thought both starting quarterbacks were amazing. But not only that, but Jalin Hyatt was amazing as well. Jalin Hyatt, he created two big plays. He dropped the first one, but you know, he's a rookie. He's gonna make mistakes like that. But then he made up for it by using his speed and, you know, passing up the Panthers' entire secondary. And Tyrod Taylor found them wide open, you know. So there's a lot of things to be excited about. You know, not only that, but the Giants. There's a lot of good things on the Giants defense. You know, the Giants defense was amazing. Jordan Riley, you know, a guy that I never really thought I was going to talk about. He was amazing. You know, Jordan Riley made some plays. Javarius Owens, the rookie out of Houston. You know, the Giants seventh round pick. He looked amazing. Everything was amazing for the Giants. And here's what I will say about the Giants offensive line. The depth for our offensive line, obviously, that was going to be the one thing that a lot of Giants fans would keep their eye on. The second and third stringers for our offensive line, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good either. You know, I thought the depth for our offensive line, I thought it looked okay. You know, the first half, the Giants offensive line was really good, you know, but then the second half, you know, in the first and the second quarter, the Giants offensive line was really good, you know, but then, you know, I understand the Giants have their starters in there, but when the starters were gone, you know, I think the only starter that was in the game for a while was Evan Neal. You know, Evan Neal looked really good. You know, obviously he still has some things to work on. You know, but I thought the offensive line was okay last night. You know, the first and second quarter, they were really good. But then the third and fourth quarter, they were really bad. You know, so at least we got something good, you know. But guys, I decided to come on here. First of all, I thought both teams looked really good last night, you know. But guys, I came on here because I wanted to give you guys my five major takeaways from the Giants preseason win over the Panthers. You know, so basically I have another list for you guys. So, let's get right into it. My first takeaway would have to be this. Darren Waller. I can't believe I didn't even mention his name. Darren Waller was brilliant in his debut for the Giants. You know, that's my first takeaway. And here's why. Look, he may have only been on the field for the opening series of last night, but Darren Waller looked fantastic in his debut for the Giants. You know, with the Giants going 75 yards to open the night. You know, this guy was responsible for 30 of those yards. You know, with three receptions. You know, Darren Waller hauled in the first two passes of the night from Daniel Jones. He had another knock away. He had another pass knocked away, but a 12-yard reception, his third of the contest, came on a key third down. It extended the drive and opened the door for Daniel Jones to find Daniel Bellinger soon after a 4-yard touchdown. You know, things were as close to perfect as they could have been for the Giants and head coach Brian Daboll to get this one going, you know. And look, I feel like with Darren Waller, He's clearly been the talk of the town all summer. So it was amazing to see him make such an impact for the Giants' first team offense right away. He and Danny Dimes clearly have a ton of chemistry, you know, with one another. And, you know, things are only going to get better, you know, for these two as we inch closer to the start of the regular season. You know, I'm going to go ahead and give Darren Waller a 10 out of 10 for his showing in this one, you know. So that's my first takeaway. My second takeaway is this. Evan Neal continues to give me hope for a bounce back campaign. Yes, I said it. Evan Neal, things weren't perfect for Evan Neal, but he looked strong in the pass protection against Carolina. A lot of people are going to be talking about the sack he gave up. The sack he gave up late in the first half, as he was seen chasing a pass rusher, and it was way too late to prevent Tyrod Taylor from hitting the turf. Obviously, last season, Evan Neal, he recorded so many boneheaded mistakes that people grew quite furious with him. However, in his preseason debut, he looked much stronger in the extensive action that he received. Moving forward, obviously we still need to see Evan Neal take more steps forward. But this felt like a solid performance overall for him. You know, the offensive line as a whole was awful against the Lions last week, but we saw some improvement against the Panthers last night. This is all a process. You know, as Bobby Johnson, it looks like he wants his offensive line group to get more and more as the season progresses. It goes without saying. But Evan Neal will be one of the most important players on this Giants team this fall and winter. If he can keep improving, that would be huge for Daniel Jones. You know, so that's my second takeaway. My third takeaway. Even though the Giants defense was amazing last night, the Giants defense also needs to clean up the mental mistakes. Obviously, look at it. Obviously, look, the beauty of the preseason is that now is the time to make silly errors and make sure it's not going to be a problem once week one gets here. With that being said, both Brian Daboll and defensive coordinator Wink Martindale can't be too happy with how the defense looked against the Panthers, especially in the first quarter. You know, I mean, in the first 15 minutes of this battle, the Giants were flagged 4 times for 30 yards. Like, seriously? Like, there were 3 offside penalties called on the Giants defense, and 1 roughing the passer, which I don't think that was roughing the passer. All Dexter Lawrence did was put his hand on Bryce Young's face. He didn't hit his helmet. He didn't slam him. He just literally just touched his face, then grabbed his face mask. And, you know, when I was watching the game, I was looking at the hit that Tyrod Taylor looked. I saw the hit Tyrod Taylor took when he slid down and he got hit. You know, when the full defender put all his body weight and ducked his head into Tyrod Taylor's neck. And I was like, I was questioning myself, which roughing the passer call was worse, the one Dexter Lawrence put up, or the one I forgot the player's name on the Panthers, but I was like, I just don't know, you know, I didn't get the one roughing the passer call. You know, but the 3 offside penalties was understandable. I hate to single anyone out, but Dexter Lawrence. Come on, my man. Come on! Dexter Lawrence, he was responsible for 2 of those flags, getting calls for offsides. And I'm not gonna say roughing the passer, because he didn't rough the passer. Let's be real here. He didn't rough the passer on Bryce Young. You know, let's be honest here. He just put his hand on Bryce Young's face. Like, how's that roughing the passer? I don't get it. Now, if Bryce Young slammed Bryce, if Bryce Young got body slammed, okay, that's roughing the passer. If he got speared, okay, that's roughing the passer. But don't call roughing the passer if he puts his hand on Bryce Young's face. He didn't grab his face mask. He didn't grab his horse collar. He didn't slam him. He didn't do any of it. You know? But look, while that was a bit of a rough start for Dexter Lawrence, let's not forget he's one of the best defensive tackles in the game. There's no doubt in our minds that he'll sharpen everything up moving forward. Obviously, at the end of the day, there are still plenty of unanswered questions for the Giants defense, but the mental mistakes need to come to a stop as soon as possible. So that's number three. And number four, I'm excited to talk about this. Number four, Daniel Jones. My fourth takeaway is this, and it's very obvious, and you guys can come at me all you want, but my fourth takeaway is that Daniel Jones, aka Danny Dimes, he clearly silenced plenty of doubters and critics, and here's why. As great as Darren Waller was, one of the biggest takeaways was how confident Daniel Jones was with the ball in his hands. He was only on the field for one series. But goodness me, like, he made it count. He was 8-for-9 for 69 yards. Oh, 69 yards. Okay, 8-for-9 for 69 yards and a touchdown pass to Daniel Bellinger. The only incompletion was a ball that Darren Waller really should have came away with. You know, but look, let's be real here. All week, people were waiting to see if he would end up starting this one or not. When it was announced that he was going to get the nod, fans were ready to see which Daniel Jones would show up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we all witnessed a guy who was hoping to live up to the hype of the monster four-year $160 million extension he received in March. With the Panthers' full starting defense not out there, I'm not going to go out of the way and say Daniel Jones looked like an MVP caliber quarterback or anything. However, you can't deny he was slinging the ball around and doing so with some swagger. This is the version of Daniel Jones we all want to see from the start to finish in 2023. You know, and look, I may be wrong. Daniel Jones could be in the MVP MVP situation. You know, because we all know every quarterback. Like, you know how people say. Like, it's hard for teams that arrived in the Super Bowl last year to arrive in the Super Bowl the next year. That's why I feel like the Giants could get back. Because first of all, the Giants are they're clearly in one of the best divisions in the NFC conference. The NFC conference itself, it's a bad conference. And if Daniel Jones can play like that, hell, you're really looking at two of the best quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts and Daniel Jones. And look, I'm not trying to disrespect Dak, because I don't know what I look at. As much talent the Cowboys have, Kellen Moore ain't there anymore. It's Mike McCarthy, and no one knows what Mike McCarthy is gonna do. And yeah, Mike McCarthy said he's gonna run the ball. The running game doesn't work anymore. You gotta pass the ball. The passing game is common now in today's game. If you don't pass the ball, you don't have a chance. You know? So I just look at the entire NFC, and it's very obvious that the NFC East is the best division in that conference. The conference itself, it's horrible. And if Daniel Jones can play the way he did, and look, I understand it's preseason, but if he plays like that, oh, Daniel Jones will be in the MVP voting. Because there's not that many good quarterbacks in the NFC conference. So I'm just saying. And guys, last but not least, I'm also very excited to say this one. My last takeaway is this. The new weapons for the Giants offense made a statement. Darren Waller, obviously we all know, was special. But he wasn't the only fresh face to impress against the Panthers. On that first drive, Paris Campbell hauled in 2 passes for 18 yards. On the night, the first-year Giant had 3 receptions and 23 yards to his name. You know, for Darren Waller and Paris Campbell to combine for 5 receptions from Daniel Jones, it's sure as telling, you know. And obviously, Jalin Hyatt. I mean, people were a bit disappointed with him in the first half when he dropped the ball from Tyrod Taylor. People, he's a rookie. You know, he's going to make mistakes like that, you know? Like, this is why I don't talk to a lot of people, because sometimes a lot of people, I just can't talk sports with people because people think they know it all. People expect every rookie that comes out of college to be great. No. No. Like, what have I been saying before? It doesn't matter how great you are. You can come out of the best college. You can come out of Alabama. Bryce Young came out of Alabama. And look at Bryce Young's. He's not looking great. Which is okay. You don't have to. Being a rookie, you're not supposed to be great when you're a rookie. Like, you know how everyone says in the NFL, you got to take your baby steps. You know, in the NFL, you got to crawl, you crawl before you walk. And then once you start walking, you start running. You know, it takes time. Bryce Young, he's learning. You know, he's learning how to walk. You know, actually, no, he's learning how to crawl. You know, Bryce Young is still learning. You know, but Jalin Hyatt, you know, like, he's going to learn. He's learning. So give the kid some time and don't get mad at him because he dropped an open pass. You know? And look at, however, everyone was happy all of a sudden when he soon, as we all know, Jalin Hyatt, he's very known for his speed. You know? He used his speed and brought in a 33-yard touchdown. You know, this was a great toss from Tyrod Taylor and a special route catch from the rookie. You know, I'm gonna look at the play again. I got the play on Twitter. Look at that. Oh my God, it's so amazing. And the touchdown celebration amazing. So I'm just excited. I'm excited to see this kid. You know, on offense, you know, 3 newcomers turned plenty of heads. However, we can't forget about late round pick Jordan Riley, as he's been looking pretty damn good in recent weeks as well in the win over Carolina. This dude, who's a big body defensive tackle, he stuffed the middle on a 4th down play to get the Giants the ball back. You know, and look at, it's very obvious when it comes to 7th rounders. This guy, Jordan Riley, is looking like a steal for Joe Shane. You know, so I'm excited. I'm very excited. But yeah, guys, those are my 5 major takeaways. Those are my 5 takeaways from the Giants' preseason win over the Panthers. And yeah, I'm just excited, man. I'm just excited, man. But yeah, a lot of great things displayed for the Giants last night. And yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Giants fans, let me know how you guys felt about the performance from our New York Football Giants last night, and I'll get right back at you guys. But yeah, let me know how you guys feel about my 5 takeaways. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants. or more updates. And also give you guys I'll also let you all know if I have any more lists coming out, or there's any questions, comments you guys have for me. You guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section. And I'll get right back at you guys about that as well. But until then, I'm out. Peace.